The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, November 13, 1977 at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Music Time in Africa. Welcome back. I'm Sue Moran, your hostess for this weekly show, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. Our program for today will be more music from the Republic of Chad. Actually, I'm continuing the program I started last week with recordings from the historical region of Kanem, an immense sandy plain in the heart of the African continent. So join me for Music Time in Africa. The stories of the founding of Kanem are tied to migrations of various peoples in the 7th and 8th centuries AD, and it is believed that the original inhabitants of the region were black. Kanem later grew into an empire, and finally, after centuries of warfare, it became a state paying tribute to the powerful empire of Bornu. Among the various nomadic peoples that migrated to the region and have lived near Lake Chad for centuries, right up to the present day, are the Daza, Arab, Peul, and Tuareg, each retaining to this day their own cultural traditions, social customs, and musical practices. The recordings I have here are fairly good examples of types of musical instruments used in Kanem, and some of the more interesting styles of vocal music still being practiced. I'll begin with a short drum solo, played on a type of drum used only by a certain class of musicians. The drum has two heads, one slightly smaller than the other, but played simultaneously with bare hands. The musician here is playing to summon the people of the village of Rombu to a festival. When this recording was being made, a young man began to dance near the drummer, and if you listen closely, you can hear the rattles tied around his ankles. This next recording was made in the town of Mao, administrative seat for the region of Kanem. It features a metal trumpet that is usually played in front of the Sultan's palace on various occasions. It is not indigenous and probably was introduced to Kanem from the ancient Bornu Empire centuries ago, and formerly a regal instrument. Today, however, the instrument has a wider range of functions. In combination with a drum, it can be played whenever festivities take place. ¶¶ Usually, women in Kanem sing only when working, but the melody in this selection can also accompany dancing, in which case the soloist would be joined by a chorus of women. The words in this solo are improvised on a traditional melody. You're listening to music from the Kanem region of the Republic of Chad, where ethnic groups that migrated to the region centuries ago still carry on ancient customs and musical practices. Another of the common and popular musical instruments found in Kanem is the double reed oboe, played by placing the entire mouthpiece in the mouth with the lips pressed against a round metal disc. The young musician in this recording was self-taught and had made the instrument he was playing himself.
Thank you.
Professional musicians among the Daza people in the Kanem region play a two-string lute, which has a sound box made from the half-shell of a gourd and covered over with goat skin. The neck pole of the instrument has no pegs, and the two metal strings are attached to it by means of a strip of goat skin. This recording of a praise song for a chief begins with a short instrumental introduction that precedes the song. The musician playing the lute is a professional singer, and in this song advises a young chief to give gifts to musicians, since the chief had become his father's successor. That was a praise song by a professional singer and lute player of the Daza people in Kanem. As in most parts of Africa, the call and response style of singing by women is typical in Kanem. I have here a very good example of this in a recording in which a young girl improvises on a traditional melody, and a chorus of women repeat each phrase, both parts overlapping each other. This type of song, in which the boys and girls of the village are praised or mocked, is used to accompany dancing. Fun is made especially of the meanness of the boys. Get down, I want to go down, I'm going 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 to go And now for music by a typical full ensemble of musicians belonging to the cast of Professional Artisans. The ensemble in this next recording is divided into two parts, the usual set of two or three drums and an oboe, and a singer accompanying himself on the lute. There are three drums in the ensemble you'll hear now. Each of the drums is played in a different manner. The smaller drum is played with two straight sticks, while one of the larger drums is beaten with a single stick bent on one end. The other large drum that gives the bass tone is played with bare hands.
Lo diga, apure que lo diga, de verdad, pues.
And this final bit of music from the Kanem region of Chad is the sounds of the great festival, which takes place at the end of the Ramadan feast celebrated by the Muslims each year in the large courtyard in front of the Sultan's palace in the town of Mao. Several groups, each of which consists of an oboe and drums, played simultaneously while moving about in the courtyard. Further groups also form themselves round other instrumental ensembles, according to the ethnic group to which they belong. An old man who was formerly a soldier blows a bugle, and groups of dancers raise clouds of yellow dust kicked up by their stamping feet. In addition to the musicians, one can hear the joyful clamor of the crowd. I see by our studio clock that we've run out of time. But before I go, I want to say a special thank you to some of our dear friends who have written such nice letters about the show. Thank you to Unsutabu Fru, who is studying at the university in Kumasi, Ghana, but comes from Bamenda in the northwest province of Cameroon. And a big thank you to Mohamedou Abukar Andi of Amadou Bello University in Zaria, Nigeria. Leo and I love hearing from you all. And once again, it's time to say so long until next week. Hope you enjoyed the music from the Republic of Chad and that you'll be joining me again. I wish you all a nice week, and now this is Sue Moran bidding you goodbye for Music Time in Africa.